Deadly collapse of the Algo Center Mall roof. On Saturday, June 23, 2012, two women were killed and over 20 people were injured when the roof of the Algo Center Mall in Elliott Lake, Ontario collapsed. Now, a year later, the town is in a process of rebuilding and trying to bring justice to those who are responsible for the ignorance that caused the collapse. This roof failure exemplifies the disastrous consequences that can arise from lack of sufficient testing on and care for concrete structures. So how could this have been prevented? As it turns out, the events leading up to the roof collapse involved people who either chose to ignore the situation or who simply were not knowledgeable enough to be performing the inspections. Recent advances in concrete testing devices can aid in inspection of concrete structures by testing the concrete electrical resistivity, the rate of steel corrosion, and the penetrability of chloride. All of these factors can contribute to concrete structure deterioration and structural collapse. Forensic investigators used these products to examine the exact cause of the Algo Center Mall structural failure. In the Elliott Lake public inquiry held on May 30, 2013, in response to the commissioner's question with respect to advanced non-destructive techniques that engineers can use for corrosion detection, as an expert witness, Dr. Gods, president of Geotech Scientific of Ottawa, explained that, "We have a technology at Geotech for measurement of rebar corrosion in concrete. It is a non-destructive technique that allows the corrosion detection from the surface of the concrete. One can first determine if the rebars are corroded or not, and if it's corroded, identify the rate of corrosion of rebar inside the concrete. The Algo Mall collapse has taught us that accurate and regular safety inspections of concrete can detect early signs of corrosion and help prevent catastrophic damages and serious injury. The accurate information obtained about the state of concrete structures can help owners schedule their rehabilitation and maintenance operations and prioritize limited funding more efficiently, thereby helping to prevent disasters such as the Algo Center Mall collapse."